Elisha said, "Don't be afraid." The prophet answered, "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Wow, that was amazing. That was a powerful miracle. But before that prayer, the servant couldn't see what was around them. Indeed. And he could not be thankful for what he could not see. And sometimes it's strange, but we should be thankful for what we cannot see. When you feel surrounded, when you feel that all your plans is going downhill, when all your dreams is crashing, when everything you hoped for just disappear before your eyes, when the enemy is struggling with you, when it's raging war with you, and you feel despaired, the Bible says you must be thankful at that moment, although you cannot see. Strange, but it's true. You must be thankful for what you cannot see. Because in the same way, the Lord delivers you and me. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Can you just believe that? Although you cannot see, when people are in war against you, when financial troubles comes all against you, when illness comes and knock the door of your heart, of your body, can you see that you have more on your side than those against you? And you can be thankful for that present circumstance, although you may not see it. When you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel, can you be thankful? Because there's some way there will be a door to the other side. And you can be very thankful for the Lord. This is the first important things, the strange things that we should be thankful for things that we cannot see. No matter what, there will always be more on your side than those who are with them. No matter the war you're facing today, you have more on your side than against you. So, I have another thing, strange things that we should be thankful for, and probably this is the most difficult. There are many things strange things that we should be thankful for, but this is tough. And I wanted to take you again to the book of 2 Kings, the same book. Just flip some pages and go with me to the book, to the chapter 20, 2 Kings chapter 20. Another very known story, very powerful, touching story from the Word of God. It says about the king of Judah. And it says in verse 1, "In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, 'This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover all. This is not a news that anyone would like to hear. And I'm sure this is not a kind of news that any prophet would like to give. Even more to the king, because the king had the power to have you killed right there. You had to be very strong. You have to have a great faith to believe this kind of message. Put your house in order because you are sick and you will die from this disease. And this is very tough. To be thankful for these hard circumstances in your life. When kind of news come to you, when you are diagnosed with a very dangerous illness, when you are told that all your investments has disappeared, has become nothing, when all you have worked for is gone, when the family that you love dearly is gone, someone that you love dearly and you hope that person would stay with you forever is gone. How can you be thankful for something like this? This is what came to Hezekiah's mind. Let's see it in a positive way, in a positive way. I probably may be strange, but that would be so nice, right? That death would not get you by surprise, but that the God would come to you and say, "Hey, Eduardo, be sure that you make your will. Make sure that you pay, you know, the premium of your insurance, and make sure that your wife will have enough to live the rest of your life as a widow." Do you think? Do you think that would happen? I hope so. But put your house in order. Make sure that your children will have enough for their university, because the illness you have, you are going to die. This is, sometimes it's a privilege to receive a news like that. Strange things to be thankful for. But then, Hezekiah didn't get it. Hezekiah, the story says that he turned his face to the wall and he prayed, "Lord, is this the way you treat me? Is this the way you pay all my faithfulness to you? After all I have done, that I have destroyed the altars, the high places, I have rebuilt the temple, I have cleaned Judah from all the idols, and I have been faithful my whole life to you. Is how you pay me now? You send me the prophet to tell that I'm going to die?" We are tempted to do that. And Hezekiah just did that. And the Bible says, when the prophet was in the middle of the court, the Lord told him, "Isaiah, go back. Tell King Hezekiah that he will not die. I will heal him. Not only that, but I'll make his kingdom prosper. I will make him, you know, a great king. And I will give him 15 years more of life." That is easy to be thankful for when you receive things like that. But in the case of the king Hezekiah, that was not a very good. The story says that when God healed the king, he became proud and he started become very arrogant. And when the nations heard that he was healed and a great miracle was operating in his life, messengers, guests, princes from Babylon came to see him. And what he did, he showed all his glory. When he had the opportunity to bring the name of God high before the nations, he showed himself. I deserved to be healed. I told God that it was not fair. I should live at least a few years more. And the Lord gave me 15 years more because I've been good. Because I've been perfect in his sight. And he has exalted me. And he started exalting himself before those. When those princes left, God sent the prophet Isaiah once more. As the prophet Isaiah entered the palace, the men were leaving, and he said to the king, "Who are those who just left your home, your palace? All their people from far, far away, from a kingdom from far, far away. What have they seen? What have you told them? What have you showed them?" "Oh, I showed them everything. Everything that is in the kingdom, and nothing I hid from them. All my treasures, all the treasures in the house of God, all the treasures that I have in my palace, my power, everything I showed them." And the prophet said, "This is what says the Lord. There will be days when this nation will invade your kingdom and will take everything away to their land. Your silver, your gold, not even that, but it will take your own sons and daughters to be eunuchs in their palace." Hezekiah was not able to be thankful for the Lord in his present circumstances and his hardship. He didn't praise God for what God was giving him, the opportunity to put his house in order and die peacefully, knowing that his Lord one day would resurrect him. The Lord one day would bring him back to life, and he was able to praise God eternally. He wanted more. And the more he received, he didn't know how to use it. Strange things to be thankful for. Your present circumstance. The Bible says that we must be thankful in what? All circumstance, all situation, but always means always. Be thankful. Be thankful when you have what to eat, and be thankful when you don't have what to eat. Be thankful for your present circumstance when you're healthy and when you're ill. Be thankful. Be always thankful to God. Be thankful because of you're persecuted. Be thankful when your enemy come and make you walk two miles instead of one. Be thankful when you go to the bank account and there's not enough money. Be thankful when you go to your best friend for those you trusted that would listen to you and they turned their back to you. Be thankful. Just be thankful. Because God is in control of your life, and he knows everything. He knows what will make and what will prepare you to enter in his kingdom. Never complain. Be thankful even when your candidate lost the election. Be thankful. Because God is the one who controls, set kings and bring kingdoms down. He is the one in control. Be thankful always. When we do that, we please God. We make God happy. When we do that, we impact the life of others. When you are thankful for everything that comes your way, when you're in this room in the hospital and you show a spirit of thankfulness, people around you will be impacted. People around you will see the light that shines through you, and you'll be able to touch their lives. I want to conclude with these. I found this very powerful, and I brought this very powerful talking about those we come in contact with when we have a spirit of thankfulness, when we have a spirit of gratitude toward God, no matter the circumstance. When the mind and the heart are filled with the love of God, it will not be difficult to impart that which enters into the spiritual life. When you're thankful to God, the love of God enters your life. And when you have that love in your life, it's not going to be difficult for you to impart and to talk about and to share your spiritual beliefs. That is striking in the same time. I look for myself how many times it's hard for me to share with those around me about my spiritual beliefs, my spiritual assurance, my love of God, my hope of the soon return of Jesus. People will look at me and think that I am crazy if I start talking about that. But when the love of God is in my heart, it's not going to be difficult to share that with those around me. I found that quotation in Prophets of Kings, page 347. Those with whom we associate day by day. Listen, those with whom we associate day by day need our help and guidance. They may be in such a condition of mind that a word spoken in season will be as a nail in the sure place. Those who are around you right now, God has placed them right beside you because their mindset, because their today's condition has opened their hearts for you to say a beautiful word, a word of hope, of love, of gratitude toward God. Not complaints, but words of gratitude, and that will be as a nail in a sure place. Tomorrow, some of these souls may be where we can never reach them again. That is striking, right? Those that God has put right there beside you where you work, Were you studying? Where you buy? Where you walk? Your neighbors, where you live? God has placed because this is the time. Tomorrow could be too late. Tomorrow, they may be where we can never reach them again. But when we have the love of God, holy gratitude, not only for what is good, but for all the circumstance, not only for what we can see, but for what we cannot see. When we show that, the love of God will abide in our hearts, and we will make a difference in the people that God has placed around us right now. May the Lord bless you. Let's not only be thankful once a year in Thanksgiving Day, but let's be thankful every day, every moment, in every circumstance, in no matter what is happening, let's be thankful. Because God, the God who loves us, know what is good. Amen. Know what is good. You know, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we're all going to be here, right? Because we're going to be thanking God for the life of Herb Klaska. I don't know how many of you were able to meet him and know him from the time he used to help here in the church, to work for the church. Let me see your hands. How many remember him here in the church? Oh, I see a lot of them. Yes. God gave me the opportunity to meet him and to know him the past probably 2 years of his life. And what impressed me is that every time I went to see Herb, he had a spirit of gratitude. He had this spirit of that he didn't deserve anything, that he had more than he deserved, always. And he was always thank God, he said. He always used to say, you know what, Pastor, or Brother Jimmy and Michael, whoever was with him, he would always say, this word has been, you know, for about 6,000 years in sin. Do you hear that? He'd always say that. And we're looking for a better day. Jesus promised that he's coming back, and that's how, is that what I'm looking for? Now we can be thankful for his life. We can be thankful for God and giving us the opportunity to meet him, and thank God for that. So I wanna invite you to come, because there will be family members with us. Family members will come and we will have the opportunity to show compassion and to show how thankful we are for his ministry, for what he did, and for what he knew that after his passing, he would do for God's church. Now, I would like to invite the praise team to come forward. We're going to sing together this last song. There's something we need to be thankful for. It is strange in the eyes of many. It is strange in the eyes of many to be thankful for someone who has given his life, has died alone and deserted. But someone who, you know, through his death, he's brought us together. Through his blood, he made us clean. Through his blood, he gave us the opportunity to sing this song together. Worthy is the Lamb. I want to invite, because this is going to be the last song we are singing today. We are closing the service with the praise team here in front. And I want you, for this song, for you to stand up. I would like you to join us. And you are going to be part of the praise team this morning, singing with all your heart, with all your mind, singing and thank God for what He has done. Thanking the Lamb of God who gave His life for each one of us. You know, most of the religions in the world, they always expect human beings to go up and meet God where He is. You need to do something in order for you to go up and meet God where He is. Although Christianity is the only religion where God leave His place and come down to meet the sinner where He is. What a strange thing that we should be thankful for. That this Lord, the Lamb of God, Jesus, gave His life. And I'm going to sing with the praise team this morning. I want to join them in singing. I don't know if I can sing with this mic, or should I just turn it off?
No, sing with the mic.
Sing it? Okay, let's sing.
Sing louder.
Thank you for this love.